Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm very happy to say that Pamela Perkins is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela is the CEO of Human Communications Institute. She is a featured writer for Personal Development and Diversity Works. She is the author of a book that I think is a very important book, The Art and Science of Communication. And for us, more importantly, she's our good friend, Pamela Perkins. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back, Pam, as always. One of the things you want to talk about today, I think, Pamela, is gender communication in the workplace.
Yes.
And this is a very important topic for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is just the numbers. Mm-hmm. The number of, we've had a pretty even mix of men and women in the workplace, but more and more today, as you know, business owners are becoming evenly split among the genders.
Yes, I understand that we have more small business women owners than men owners at this point in the United States.
I would not be surprised at all to hear I know that that's you know, when I start doing my show, that number was about 40% women
mm-hmm.
owned
mm-hmm.
About 12 years ago.
Right.
But that's what kind of a bullet women business owner has been riding on for the last 10 or 12 years. They've been growing significantly. So so now, folks, you see the need for for men and women to be able to communicate more effectively. Now, one of the things I pointed out telling the audience, Pamela, mm-hmm. that you were coming, is that I think we've got to find a way to do a better job of talking to each other, to get things out on the table. We've got to have two things, though. We've got to have mutual respect, and we've got to be prepared to include a little humor. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I think humor takes us a long way in a variety of situations. I'm not sure if humor is what we're lacking in the environment. I think, you know, men and women both have their equal share of the ability to see themselves and laugh at themselves. I think you're right in the fact that our society has become a little bit too serious around, as we've talked before, issues of political correctness
mm-hmm.
and some of the fallout of some of the extremities in our society. But more than not, Jim, what we're looking at is just different communication styles that often focus on a different means to an end that is based in socialization.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of it is just kind of understanding where men tend to come from when they're in the workplace in terms of their communication and where women tend to come from when they're in the workplace. But we can both meet at the table of humor. We can both meet at the table of productivity.
And respect.
And respect. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's just the way that we go about it. And it's the same in the household.
And you mentioned socialization, and that's definitely part of the way we communicate. But there just are hormonal, physiological, chromosomal differences between the way men and women express themselves.
Yes, that is true. We focused in our history a little bit less on the biological differences, but there are some, and I'm pretty sure you have access to experts that could talk more expertly on that aspect of communication. But we've heard about right brain versus left brain,
right? Which is not a gender thing,
right? It can be biological, definitely,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that it tends to allow women to be a bit more expressive, coming from the right brain, the expressive part, the more descriptive part, the more emotional and relational part. And actually, we tend as women to pull more from both sides of the brain, analytical left and expressive right, whereas men tend to pull more from the left side of the brain, more analytical. But it's interesting. Like, for instance, let me just ask you a question. When you grew up as kids, because it starts, socialization does play a large role. What kind of games did you play as a little boy?
Kick the can.
Yeah, kick the can.
Yeah, baseball in the street.
Baseball in the street.
Yeah, yeah, and hide and seek, all that kind of stuff. You know, things that kids today don't even know anything about.
I know. Now they're, you know, they. But it's interesting because the young boys are still playing the same games, but they're playing it in different ways with technology.
Right.
And the little girls are still playing the same games, but they too have added a certain level of social media or social communication to that. But your games, when you were little, they were doing things for you like helping you to focus on solving problems.
Right, right.
And helping you to maintain the attention of others and helping you to assert your ideas and your opinions and your
right.
identity. You know, the boys' games focus on boys becoming leaders, focusing on boys being problem solvers.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I grew up, you know, I was playing house. You know, I was playing mommy and daddy, and I was playing dress up with dolls. And,
right.
And
learning how to be nice.
And learning how to be nice. So my communication processes turned me towards more of maintaining relationships and establishing egalitarian relationships between other people, knowing how to bring people into conversations. It's those same children's games that we played when we were young that we actually play in the workplace today.
But haven't we also found that that's what suits the gender? I mean, haven't we also found that just encouraging women to be more involved in science and math doesn't necessarily make them doesn't make them want to be more involved in that? Haven't we proven that?
Well,
I guess what I'm saying is hasn't it been proven that women, if women aren't involved in math or science, let's say, and I'm just using that as one example,
okay,
that it isn't because we've kept them from that. It's just that they maybe they're just, certain women are not interested in that.
Well, again, I wholeheartedly believe, because we can go back to Madame Curie and any number of early, you know, she won the only woman to win two Nobel Peace Prizes in two separate areas of science.
Yep.
So I think a lot of it really does have to do with the socialization processes, even though, yes, are we nurturers as women?
Yep.
Yes, of course we are.
Hold on to that now, Pamela. I want to take a quick break, folks. We always get smarter when Pamela Perkins joins us. Her book is called The Art of Science and Art and Science of Communication. Stay with us. 20 after.
And we are airplanes today.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog is there. My newsletter is there. I hope you subscribe to that. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there. The show is there, of course. Our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Pamela Perkins, who's with us right now. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. The Art and Science of Communication is Pamela's book. P.S. Perkins is the name on the book. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. Pamela, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you online.
Well, I'm on Amazon and any fine bookstore. You can go in and ask for The Art and Science of Communication, Tools for Effective Communication in the Workplace. You can find me at my website. The Human Communication Institute is www.hci-global.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about the issue of gender communication in the workplace. Pamela, talk to us about why you think the female gender perspective in the marketplace, the global marketplace, is something that needs to be paid a little more attention to in the 21st century.
Well, we were having a small conversation before we came back to your audience about the pattern of masculine speech in the workplace has pretty much for the most part, focused on things such as establishing status and control, using speech as an instrument, to reach certain objectives. It's also used in terms of conversational command, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, like learning to transfer those boys' games into male games, that was often used, especially in our early history as we were vying for power and our place.
Pardon me, Pam. Is it possible, though, you know, one of the things I think guys do sometimes a little better than ladies, sometimes we cut to the chase a little bit better,
sure
a little quicker.
Do.
My point is, from a communication standpoint, from an efficiency standpoint, is it, instead of it being a masculine thing and maybe something that people might react to, could it not also be seen as an efficient thing?
Of course it is. Of course it is. But
you know, I got to stand up. You know, I got to stand up for my guys.
Of course, but listen.
Go ahead. Where does
it come from? You know, where does that need for efficiency come from? And yes, it serves us very well. The linear style of communication, very linear, very analytical, very assertive, and it has served us very well up to a point.
Mm-hmm. Where does it break down?
But it breaks down when we start to deal with nations, institutions, organizations where a more nurturing, negotiable style of communication mm-hmm. is what they're looking for. There are many cultures that we are working with now, China, India, many others that are saying, before we sign on the dotted line, I need to know you.
Right.
I need to trust you.
Oh, yeah, relationships.
I need to be able to reach across the table and shake the hand of someone that knows me and trusts me.
Isn't that a cultural thing rather than a gender
yes.
thing, though?
Well, it is. It's a cultural thing, but it's a gender thing that was already established within the socialization processes of women.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring up an interesting point. Women and many other cultures that have more of a relationship style of communication, I'll just put it that way, have something in common. And so even though we have masculinity and patriarchy throughout most of the business community worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and you do have some cultures that basically feel uncomfortable dealing with women because of the place of their women in their culture. However, the communication style that we're looking at in terms of the feminine speech, what is it about? It's about building rapport.
I'll tell you one thing. Any man who's running a business, who's having an important meeting with men or women, mm-hmm. who doesn't take a female associate with him, and I'm going to flip that around and say females the same way for men.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't take both genders to a meeting, an important meeting, I think you're going to miss some cues.
You're very right.
And I didn't mean to start out with men. And I mean, either way, flip it around either way.
Right.
Because men see things that women don't see. Women see things that men don't see. They hear things. We both hear things the others don't hear.
You're right. And that's such an important ingredient of why the male-female, the yin and yang, the dynamic mm-hmm. of the masculinity and the femininity works so well together. Because this gentleman is looking for the report talk. He's establishing the
right.
report talk. Let's mm-hmm. get down to business. What is the bottom line?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for the efficiency, as you said, where the woman is like, well, also, let's see, what are the maintenance issues going on in
mm-hmm.
this relationship? Are we going to be able to take it from point A to
mm-hmm.
point Z because of what is happening in the dynamic of the relationship?
I've actually been in meetings where I saw that the way I was going wasn't going to work, and a lady picked up the pace for me, and I basically, you know, kind of backed off, and I could see that her approach was working a lot better than my approach was.
Mm-hmm. They're complementary styles,
yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt about it.
So this is the message, I think, Pam. We've got to leave it on. The complimentary part,
mm-hmm. yes.
and but we got to have respect. We also have to have some fun with it. I think so. I think too. I think that helps us get the dialogue out on the table, don't you, Pam?
It does. And see how we had fun today.
Just like you and I do. Hey, Pam, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. It's always your choice.
The Art and Science of Communication, Pamela Perkins. She'll be back. I promise. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.